Hello and welcome to NASB's conference call on the park field test, Is Your State Ready? On March 18th, 2014. With us today we have Jeff Nilhaus from park, and we're looking forward to our discussion today about the readiness of states and the field test from park. My name is Efren Mercado. If you're on slide two, you should have two PowerPoints. One is a green slide deck, the NASB slide deck, and I'm on slide two of that. And there'll also be a park PowerPoint, which you have, which is a white background with purple and black writing on it. And right now I'm on slide two of the NASB slide deck. On slide two you have my information, my contact information, if you need anything on the Common Core State Standards and implementation. If you have any follow-up questions, I'll make sure to connect you with Jeff Nilhaus. We want to start off everything that we do with the idea of remembering the goal of having each child become college, career, and civic ready. And each child in each school, in each community, in each state. And some of today they talk about how the assessment consortium can help fulfill that promise and dream, but specifically today around the field test. I'd like to introduce Jeff Nilhaus, the Director of Policy Research and Design at PARC. And at this point, we're going to switch over to the PARC slide deck, and I'll let Jeff take it from here. Jeff?
Okay, thank you, Efren, and thanks to everyone who is viewing this particular podcast. We really appreciate it. What I'd like to do over the next 15 minutes is provide you with a bit of background about the PARC Consortium and the assessment system it has been developing over the past 3.5 years, and then talk about the PARC field tests that are scheduled to begin next Monday, March 24th. We are in countdown mode here at PARC. It's T-minus 6 days. Today is March 18th. The excitement is mounting here, and all hands are on deck to ensure that the field test is successful. If you can go to slide two of the slide deck from PARC, I'll begin there. As the map on this slide indicates, PARC is made up of 17 states and the District of Columbia. 14 of the states and the district are what we call governing states. The PARC states are working together in an unprecedented effort to build a common assessment system for grades 3 through 11 in math and English language arts and literacy based on the Common Core State Standards. The consortium is led by a board comprised of the chief state school officers in each of the governing states. Mitchell Chester, the commissioner in Massachusetts, is chair of the board, which meets quarterly in person and by phone every month. Additionally, an executive committee of the board, including the chiefs from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Colorado, New Mexico, New Jersey, and Maryland, conference call weekly to keep a close eye on progress, set policies, and problem solve. To say that chiefs in the PARC states are highly involved in the workings of PARC would be an understatement. PARC Incorporated, the nonprofit organization I work for, is the consortium's project management partner. We perform a range of services, including contract management, quality assurance, communications, research, and technical assistance. Laura McGifford-Slover is the chief executive officer of PARC Incorporated. If you move to the third slide, just want to note, it's important to note that PARC is developing more than just a test. We are developing an assessment system comprised of a number of components designed not only to measure student performance, but also to provide classroom teachers with tools to use during the school year to monitor student progress and tailor instruction to meet student needs. The goal is to develop assessments and instructional tools that include texts worth reading, essays worth writing, and problems worth solving. Assessments and tools that foster the kind of instruction that great teachers use in the classroom on a daily basis. Assessments and tools based on the Common Core and first and foremost designed to determine whether students are college and career ready or on track to be so by the time they graduate from high school. If you can move to the next slide, slide four. Oh, in this slide, it's in addition to making college and career ready determinations and providing tools to support instruction during the school year, the PARC assessment system also has a number of other priorities, For example, to generate data, including growth measures for a range of accountability uses, to report results that are comparable across schools, districts, and states participating in the consortium, and finally, to leverage technology not only to create cost efficiencies, but also to engage students in the assessment process in ways traditional paper and pencil tests are unable to do. Go on to the next slide. Slide, please. This is a picture of, this slide provides a graphical view of the assessment system. The top half of the circle shows the various formative assessment tools Park is developing, and the bottom half is summative assessments. There are three formative tools, if you could draw your attention to the top half of the circle. The diagnostic assessments will be a computer adaptive test focused on reading, writing, and mathematics in grades 2 through 8, and designed to pinpoint individual students' learning needs. The diagnostic assessments will be available in the fall of 2015. Next, interim assessment modules will be comprised of items similar to those on Park's summative assessments and designed for local educators to monitor student progress within and across classrooms at various points during the school year. The interim modules will be available late next fall. Then the third component, the speaking and listening assessments, will cover speaking and listening standards not currently addressed by Park's summative assessments. And they'll be designed to evaluate student speaking and listening skills through authentic performance-based activities. Now, moving to the bottom of the circle, are Park summative tests, and you can see they're comprised of two components, a performance-based component and an end-of-year component. Field testing next week will begin with the performance-based component. The English Language Arts Literacy Performance-Based Assessment focuses primarily on writing. Students will draw evidence from texts they read during that assessment to write 3 essays. The mathematics performance-based component focuses on solving extended problems requiring mathematical reasoning and modeling. So that's the performance-based component where we're starting field testing next week. Field testing for the end-of-year component will begin early in May. The English Language Arts end-of-year component focuses on reading comprehension of literary and informational texts and vocabulary, while the math end-of-year component focuses on concepts, understandings, and short applications. Okay, let's go to the next slide. If you have not already done so already, I would encourage you, So on slide 6, as you may know, many of the questions on Park's computer-delivered assessments contain what we call technology-enhanced items. Park released a number of sample technology-enhanced items and general items as well this past fall to provide teachers, students, and students an opportunity to become familiar with the test delivery platform and computer interactions required by the test questions. If you have not already done so, I would encourage you to see for yourself the innovative item types that will be included on the Park test. The technology-enhanced items are designed not only to assess skills and knowledge that have been difficult to measure on traditional paper and pencil tests, but also to be more engaging to students who are becoming increasingly more accustomed to working in a digital learning environment. The problem shown on this slide requires students to drag and drop phrases to create a chronological summary of a story about beers by Brian Paulson. This is a good example of a constructed response item that can be machine scored and for which students can earn partial or full credit. Okay, let's move on to the next slide.
Jeff, do you mind a quick note of commentary here?
Sure.
Just for everyone, if you have not checked out the sample items from Park, please do so as soon as possible. From an educator's point of view and from just the point of view of moving the industry forward, their sample items are second to none, and you really get an idea of the depth of content mastery necessary and the different dimensions of web and Bloom's taxonomy that it really takes to get there. So if you have not had a chance, please do so. These are some of the best constructed questions that we've ever seen. So to expect the the assessment in spring of 15, there's a lot of great things to expect. So please check those out as soon as possible. Jeff?
Thanks. I appreciate that. On slide 7, implementation of the field tests this spring are a major milestone for PARC. They mark the culmination of several years of intense work developing test and item specifications, test participation and accommodation policies, and most notably, the creation of nearly 10,000 items and tasks. Hundreds of state agency staff and local educators have been involved in the item development process, reviewing not only the content of the questions, but also the complex coding behind the questions that make it possible for the questions to render properly on students' computers, regardless of the kind of device they are using. So just you can see the timeline and where we are in the process right now. Moving to slide 8, let me just get to where we're at. So getting schools, just want to talk a little bit about what we've been doing to get schools and districts ready to administer the field tests. This has been a number one priority for us over the past few months in January and February. And as you can see on this slide, assistance has taken the form of regional workshops, on-site visits, computer-delivered training modules, manuals, a call center, and a call center that's currently staffed by over 150 individuals by our contractor. Field testing for the performance-based component will begin, as I said, next Monday and extend through April 11th. A few weeks later, field testing for the end-of-year component will begin on May 5th and extend to about June 6th. In most cases, schools will be able to administer field tests in about 3 hours spread over 1 to 3 days during the testing window. So while there are several 3 to 4 weeks each of the testing windows for the performance-based and the end-of-year components, schools will only be field testing a few days within the window. The practice test, you can see in the bottom, we've talked about release of sample items. PARC will also be releasing practice tests at about the same time that the performance-based field test begins. The purpose of the practice test is to provide students, teachers, parents, and the general public an opportunity to familiarize themselves with PARC's new item types and the test delivery platform prior to the operational assessment next year. I'll talk a little bit about the research findings that you also see on this timeline in a bit. If you move to slide 9. So we just want to emphasize that the field tests are designed to test the test questions, the functionality of the computer test delivery platform, and the test directions and protocols. In short, the field test is a test of the test and is not designed to generate results for students, schools, districts, or states. So you will not see performance level results coming out of the field test. There are also a number of important research studies built into the test, including studies to investigate the comparability of student performance on test questions taken on paper versus test questions taken on computer, on students' performance on desktops versus tablets. And also, there are also a number of studies to investigate item quality and to determine how effectively students with disabilities and English language learners can use PARC's computer-delivered supports and accommodations. There are many more studies. I don't want to go into them right now, but we do have a fairly large research agenda attached to the field test. To go to the next slide. You can see over 1 million students in nearly 16,000 schools will be participating in the field tests. And you can see the states here, not all of the states that you saw on the first slide are participating in the field test. We have 14 states plus the District of Columbia are participating. PARC's sampling strategy to involve schools and students was, I would characterize as going wide, but not too deep. While thousands of schools will be involved, only a few classrooms within each school will participate. The sampling design maximizes the representativeness of the student population in the PARC states while minimizing the burden on schools that are also responsible responsible for administering their current state assessments this spring. So we're mindful of the fact that we have, in many states, two testing programs going on now. We have the Park Field test, and we have the state's legacy test also being administered, and we wanted to minimize the burden on schools field testing as well as doing their own state test. Moreover, most students participating in the field tests will take only one part of what will be the full operational forms next year. So in other words, students participating will be taking either the performance-based component or the end-of-year component, but not both. So as you look at a school might have been selected, and they're only participating in the performance-based component, perhaps at one grade level and including three or four classrooms at that grade level. And that's how the participation and the sampling was done. If we go to the next slide, just want to mention, while the field tests are critical for PARC to prepare high-quality operational assessments next year, they will also benefit participating students and school personnel, parents, and the general public. Students will have an opportunity to become familiar with the new item types. Teachers will be provided with surveys to provide feedback on the administration process, on the field test administration process. Local technology coordinators will get a very good idea of their district's capacity to implement more extensive computer-based testing next spring. And local administrators will have a chance to look across, you know, students, parents, teachers, their technology systems, to get a better sense of how ready they are for next year's operational assessments. You can think of these field tests as a dress rehearsal, an opportunity for everyone to become prepared for the real show next spring. So after the field tests are conducted and the practice tests are released this spring, PARC will, I'll run through this timeline relatively quickly, but you can see some of the major milestones between now and the fall of 2016. So first of all, we'll be releasing lessons learned from the field tests this spring, including findings from the research studies next summer and fall. The modular interim assessments, which I talked about earlier, will become available next winter prior to administration of the operational assessments in the spring of 2015. Right after the administration of the operational assessments, PARC will be conducting its standard setting to identify the cut scores for the five performance levels PARC will be using to report out results. And then directly following the standard setting in the summer of 2015, the first round of results will be reported late that summer. The diagnostic assessments will become available at the beginning of the 2015 school year. A final major milestone will be reached in the fall of 2016, when the first group of high school graduates who earned a college and career ready determination as juniors in the spring of 2015 enter college and are able to matriculate directly into credit-bearing courses without the need for remediation. So this is what I just want to emphasize or reiterate. One of the purposes of the PARC assessments is to make this college and career ready determination. For PARC, that determination will be made on the basis of the 11th grade tests in English and its Algebra 2 test. If students meet a particular standard on those tests, the colleges and university in the PARC's in PARC states will, once accepted, matriculate those students directly into credit-bearing courses without having to take a placement test. So just moving to slide 13, this is the final slide that provides, this slide provides links to a variety of resources designed to assist you and local educators and others in implementing the Common Core, getting ready for the field tests, and ultimately preparing for the operational assessments in 2015. This is just a sampling of the many resources that we've been developing. And if you go to the final last slide here, you can see PARC's general website, PARC online website, where many of these resources and others can be accessed. So that is my presentation. Again, thank you for participating, taking the time to listen to the podcast, and please get in touch with us if you have any questions.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I had a couple of quick questions for you, and then we'll be good to go. One question is if you were in the role of a State Board of Education member, what would be two things that you would go to your SEA to ask questions about right now, knowing the field test is coming and knowing that that this is a big dress rehearsal?
Well, I would want to know which of our schools, so you're going to the State Board of Education.
Yeah, if you're a state board member and you can go to your state department, what would you really want to know as a state board member?
I'd want to know the extent to which our schools are participating, the extent to which they're involved in the computer-based testing versus the paper-based testing. I would want to know a little bit about recruiting schools in the state, how that went. Were people anticipating this? Were they coming forward to take part in this? Was there any kind of pushback? We know that there is some pushback in states around various issues, especially, given the issue of conducting the state testing program at the same time as conducting the field test program. I would want to know, just how prepared and what the state is doing to prepare schools and districts for computer-based testing in the future. And in fact, not just computer-based testing, but digital learning in general, and what's the status of that in the state at that time.
Excellent. Well, just so you know, we finished up our legislative conference this past weekend, and that was a key focus area that many of the state board members were keenly keyed in on, in terms of the digital learning and the preparation for overall teaching and learning with technology. But my next question, and this will be my last question, what are some potential scenarios that could occur during field testing that state board members should be aware of? And I'll give you an example of something. Something that keeps popping up in my head or makes me worried is the idea of social media and people doing a twit pick of a question and sending it out, even though it's a dress rehearsal for the assessment. How that could be played out in the media, or if the media visits schools and all of a sudden we have a student who fell down on the playground, so they're upset, and then they're placed in front of a computer, and then all of a sudden the storyline is that computer test makes kid cry, even though we don't know what really happened on the playground. What are some scenarios that state board members should be aware of or should be prepared to handle with their state department during the field test?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to minimize, how individual students might react to this, but, we have 14 states and the District of Columbia participating in a field test, over 1 million students and 16,000 schools. To think that nothing is going to happen here would be naive. There'll be some issues that arise, whether it's students, having a problem participating in the test, a small breach of a question perhaps, a technology glitch. Things are going to happen. We are preparing ourselves to triage any particular issue that arises. But when it comes to the computer-based testing, I think students are going to be more engaged in this than they have in traditional testing programs. I think the students will receive it quite well and be quite interested in the item types and the way they can interact with the test in ways they haven't been able to do before. So we're actually looking very, we're anticipating a pretty good reaction to this.
Excellent. I agree. I think folks are really going to be engaged in a way that we are underselling right now, just because people are a little anxious for all these things to go.
Right.
Well, that's the end of the questions, Jeff, and I really appreciate your time and your willingness to do this. And I'm going to just close this up just with the idea of for everyone to remember the goal and keep understanding how field testing is a part of the test development cycle, and how having these very, very powerful next-generation assessments from Park will help us reach that goal of having kids be college, career, and civic ready when they leave K-12 education in each of our states. If you need anything, again, this is Efren Mercado from NASB, and I'll be happy to help you out in any way possible. My phone number here is 703 740-4837, and my email is efrenm@nasby.org. I want to say thank you one more time to our friends at Park, and specifically to Jeff Newhouse.
Jeff Newhouse.
Thank you so much.